Clear Lake, the cleanup. It's a big issue. It's an ongoing problem. And on the KSRO live line with us this morning is Lake County Supervisor Jim Steele. Good morning, Jim.
Well, good morning. How are you this morning?
I am well. First of all, I have to just ask you quickly, what do you think about their testing flying cars over Clear Lake yesterday?
Yeah. Why not?
The Google co-founder, chose Clear Lake to test their flying cars. But the important story with regard to Clear Lake, as we've been talking about for quite a while now, is the cleanup that needs to occur, primarily because of the algae conditions and maybe some leftover mercury from old mining operations. What's going on right now to get Clear Lake cleaned up?
Well, I use the term cleaned up, and so I have to kind of back you off that a little bit. This is a natural lake, and a lot of the conditions that people see are normal and natural for this lake. If we get a little too much nutrients coming in from the upland and then the lake responds, it's still a natural condition. But politically, it's not satisfactory to folks if they can smell the lake, and of course, that's the problem. But that's not a cleanup issue. That's just a management issue. We need to manage the upland, and we need to manage bringing back the wetlands so that the lake processes nutrients properly. Now, as far as the mercury is concerned, that's really a problem with EPA not funding their cleanup problem. That's really a cleanup issue. They have a Superfund site, and they've had it designated for about 20 years. And they haven't done anything for the last 10. So they're just now getting active again, basically because of pressure from us. And, you've got to be doing something here. The mercury is not going to go away unless we have an active Superfund cleanup. Now, in order to actually do something that's appropriate for the old mine, it has to be shut down completely in such a way that when it rains, it doesn't mobilize the mercury and then continue to move it into the lake. And that's going to cost a lot of money. There's been estimates of several hundred million dollars. So it's not a small problem. There have been some tests here to bury the mercury under sand on the bottom of the lake to keep from mobilizing it. That seems to be very successful. So you have to stop the mine from adding new mercury and then try to immobilize what's in the lake.
Jim, Google should call you next time because we're in the Air Force, so you could definitely fly one of those flying boats over the lake. You're trying to get this project going to kind of manage the process of Clear Lake. You're getting an assist from the assembly, it looks like.
Yeah, that's a different issue. That issue has nothing to do with the mercury. That's really, except for maybe mapping where it is. But that is, we went to the assembly when Bill Dodd was there, and now Cecilia Aguiar-Curry was really supportive. We said, look, we need some money. We're not a rich county, and this is a very expensive lake if you want to try to figure out how to manage it. We have 30 years' worth of science that we have, but we have never made the transition into an applied science management profile. And that takes some money to do. So she brought a bill forward. We need a few million dollars under one-time money in order to do this properly, and then from there we can kind of maintain that management profile. So that's the help we're getting.
Well, Jim, you're certainly in a position to be able to speak on this subject fluently, being formerly with the Fish and Wildlife Department as a scientist. And are the people who live on Clear Lake as interested and motivated by this story about the Lake County cleanup as we are?
Well, yeah, I'll tell you how I know that. A few years ago, we tried to get a half-cent sales tax through, and we got 64% of the voters. We needed 66 and two-thirds.
Uh-huh.
And we tried it again. We got 65, and we tried it again and went back to 64, and we recognized we weren't going to get above that. So I went around and asked folks, okay, what did you vote no? And if you did, why did you vote no? And what they told me was, you don't have a program to vote for. And they're exactly right. And that's the case we made to the assembly. We need a program for people to really support. So this is all part and parcel of the same approach.
One more question before we go, Jim, with regard to Clear Lake and Lake County as a whole. So many folks went up to Clear Lake for the purpose of visiting the Conocti Harbor Resort and Spa and all of the musicians, et cetera, that they had performed there. Is there any hope of revitalizing that location?
Well, I don't know about that location. It needs a lot of upgrade if they're going to do that. It certainly it aged, if you will. It is a private event. It's not a county event.
Right.
So all we can do is try to put the right kinds of supports in place and then look for someone that will come in and get it going. There's been maybe four or five really honest attempts to do that. But the investment right now into that kind of a profile, this remote of a location, even if it's on the most beautiful lake in the world, as far as I'm concerned, is problematic.
Well, it's a big project, that's for sure. It would be a lot to take on. Well, Jim, thank you so much for spending some time with us. We'll keep a watch, of course, on Lake County and Clear Lake in particular. Thanks for being here.
Oh, you bet.
That's Lake County Supervisor Jim Steele talking about the Clear Lake cleanup, among other things.